Perek Shemini. Today we learn Chapter 8 of the Laws of Tefillin, Mezuzos, and Sifrei Torah. And this one is one of the chapters, the Laws of Sefer Torah. It is an unusual chapter, and we are going to have a very short lesson today, extremely brief, because the vast length of the chapter is taken up with Maimonides, Rambam, writing out the different rules that apply as regards the paragraphing within each and every book of the Torah. In other words, he actually writes a sort of sample Sefer Torah, not writing out the whole Sefer Torah, but at the same time describing it in a manner which would be indescribable over the wire, over an electronic medium. You just simply have to look at it to see what it is that he's saying. And so we will simply learn the halachas that pertain before that, and the concluding halacha that he brings after that. We'll also bring you the number of closed and open paragraphs in each of the five books of the Torah. And that will be all that we'll be able to give you today. Halacha Aleph Parsha Pesucha, what is an open portion or an open paragraph? Yesh lo shtei tzurois, there are two ways of doing it. It has two appearances. Im gomar be'emtza hashita, the scribe is writing. He comes to the end of a parsha and he is in the middle of a line. All right, in the middle of the columns have lines and he's in the middle of a line. Maniach shar hashita ponui, he leaves the rest of that line blank. Umaschil haparsha, and he begins the parsha shi psucha, which is an open parsha. The next one coming up is supposed to be a parsha psucha, an open parsha as it's called, and so he can begin that mitchilas hashito hashniya, from the beginning of the second, of meaning the next line. Bamed varim amurim, when does this apply? Shendisha min hashita, if there remains, when you say he finished in the middle of the line, we don't mean necessarily in the midpoint, but somewhere in the middle of the line. Well, what's considered somewhere in? He now says that there has to be remain from the line revach, a space kishur teisha osios, as long as nine letters. Avalim leinisha elam ma'at, but if there's not left at the end, from where he's at, from the end of this parsha until the end of the line, there's only a little bit left. Oyim gomar b'seif hashita, or if he indeed wrote and finished the parsha at the end of the entire line, maniach shito shniya b'leiksav, then he leaves the next line completely blank, umaschil haparsha hapsucha, and then he begins the open parsha, as we call it, mitchilas shito hashlishis, from the beginning of the third line. Alright? Leaves one whole line blank and then begins with the third line. That's if the parsha is a psucha. Beis, halacha beis. Parsha susuma, what about a closed parsha? Yesh lo sholesh tzureis. There are three appearances, three possibilities of the way a parsha susuma can appear. In goma be'emtza hashita, if you finished writing the previous parsha in middle line, maniach revach, you leave a space, kashir, according to the measurement mentioned earlier, maybe nine letters, if you can leave that much. Umaschil lichtai, when you begin to write, b'seif hashita, towards the end of that same line, tevo achas, you have to be able to write at least one word, mitchilas haparsha, from the beginning of the parsha, shehis susuma, which is a closed parsha, ad sheyimtza harevach be'emtza, so that the spacing works out in the middle. You can't have a space at the end of a line. It has to be recognizable as a space, so you have to have enough room for a space of nine letters, and then for the first word of the next parsha to follow on the same line. So that could happen very often. But the im lo nisha min ashita, but if there is not enough room left on the line, kedei lo haniach revach, in order to leave a space kashir, according to the required measurement of nine letters, v'lichtav v'seif ashita teva achas, and to yet manage to write at the end of the line one word, yaniach hakol poni, then you should leave all the rest of that blank, v'yaniach ma'at revach mirosh shito shniya, and he should leave a little space at the head, at the beginning of the next line, v'yaschil lichtav ha'parsha ha'tsuma, and he should begin to write the next parsha, which is a closed parsha, it's a suma parsha, me'emtza shito shniya, from the middle, but it doesn't mean here literally the midpoint again, but from somewhere in the midst of, let's say, shito shniya, the next line. V'gomar b'seif ha'shita. Now, what happens if the previous parsha, the sofer had actually come to the end of the line with the last word of the previous parsha? Maniach mitchilas shita shnia, that he has to leave at the beginning of the next line, kishir ha'revach, the space required, maybe 9 letters, maschil lichtev ha'sesuma, and then he begins to write the next parsha, which is a sesuma parsha, closed parsha, me'emtza ha'shita, from the midst of the line. Nimtzas oimer, so it comes out, you can say, she parsha pesucha, that an open parsha, tchilasa betchilas ha'shita le'yoylam, it always begins in the midst of a line, always. O parsha sesuma, and a closed parsha, tchilasa me'emtza ha'shita le'yoylam, always begins, what did I say before? Let me just go over that. I think I might have erred. Nimtzas oimer, it comes out that you say, let's just review this word, this line again. Shaparsha psucha, an open parsha, tchilasa, it always begins b'tchilas hashita, at the beginning of a line, le'olam, always. A parsha susuma, and a closed parsha, tchilasa me'emtza hashita le'olam, always begins in the midst of a line, always. Halacha gimel. Sefer she'enei muga b'mole v'chaseir, a sefer Torah which was not corrected with its defective and full words. Efshel ataknei ula hagiyoi k'mo shebiyarnu. It is possible to correct it and to put it right as we have explained. Avalim to'o b'revach ha'parshiyos. But if a person, if a scribe made a mistake in the space between the parshiyos, v'kosa p'sucha susuma, and he wrote an open parsha, a closed one, o susuma p'sucha, or there was supposed to follow a closed parsha, he wrote it open, or she hipsik mehiniach podi, or he made a gap and left a blank space for makom she'ein bo parsha, where there was not supposed to be a parsha break, a paragraph break at all, or she kosev kedarki v'le hipsik berevach makom ha'parsha, or the reverse, he did not leave any space at all where there was supposed to be a parsha space, or she shina tzuras hashirois, or he changed the shape of the two songs which are written in a very specific way, the song of the Red Sea, Shiras Hayom, and the song of Ha'azinu. Harezeb Pasul, this Sefer Torah is invalid, the Ein Loi Takona, there is no way of repairing it. And while the Salik is called Hadaf Shetoabai, the only way you can do it is to remove the entire column where the mistake was made. Halacha Dalet. Ulefisha Ra'isi, and because, declares Rambam, because I have seen Shibush Gadol, a great amount of error, B'chol HaSfarim Shara'isi B'dvarim Eilu, in all the Sifrei Torah, in all those Torah scrolls that I have seen, in these above matters that I've mentioned, V'chein Bale HaMaseres, and also those are the keepers of the tradition, Shekosvin U'mechabrim, who write and author, Lohidia P'sukhes V'hasesumais, and they have written works to let us know which parshias, which portions are open and which closed. And since I have seen them, they are nechlokim with the dvarim edel, that they argue with these matters. But machlokes hasfarim shesimchem aleihem, according to the differences of the Sifrei Torah upon which they rely. In other words, the old Sifrei Torah which they regard as accurate, from which they have copied theirs. Therefore, because of all this argumentation, ra'isi lichtoi v'heino, I have seen fit to write herewith, kol parshis ha'Torah, all, to make a note of all the parshis of the Torah, has the sumas v'apsuches, which are closed and which are open, the tzuras hashiros, and how to what shape to write the songs, kadei l'sakin aleihem kol hasvarim, in order to repair by them all the Sifrei Torah, ulahagia mehem, and to correct from them. The sefer shesomachnu alav b'dvarim elu, and the sefer Torah which I have relied upon for these matters, hu hasefer hayaduah b'mitzrayim, is the sefer Torah, the Torah scroll which is well known in Egypt, shukodol arbo'o v'etrim svarim, which it contained the 24 books of the entire Torah, Shahayo Birushalayim, Mikama Shonim, it was in Jerusalem for a number of years, Lahagia Mimenu Hasfarim, that the other Sifrei Torah should be corrected from it, but all of Hoyu Hakil Sevchim, and everybody relied on it, Lafisha Higio Ben Asher, because the famous Ben Asher had corrected it, the Diktak by Shonim Harbe, and he had been very careful to go through it for years and years. The Hegihu Pa'amim Rabbis Kamoshe Heetiku, and he corrected it many times, each time when it was copied over. The Olav Samachti, and upon this Sefer Torah I have relied, the Sefer HaTorah Shekosafti Kihilchase, in the Sefer Torah which I have written according to the Prefer law, and then there follows the Sefer Bereishis, where the Rambam enumerates all the parshas, or which paragraphs should be open and which are closed. And I'll just give you the end of Sefer Bereishis. He says, Minyan HaPsuchos, the full count of the open portions, of Shalosh V'Arboim, 43, V'Hasasumei Shemeinu V'Arboim, and the closed parishes, the closed portions are 48, HaKel Tishim V'Yachas. Altogether, that adds up to 91. In the Sefer Shemois, V'Ela Shemois, as he calls it, the book of Ela Shemois, if we go to the end, we will see that Rambam says, Minyan HaPsuchos, the number of the total number of the open paragraphs, Tesha V'Shishim, 69, Aminin HaSasumais, the number of the closed paragraphs, Chomesh V'Tishim, 95, HaKol, altogether, that's Mea V'Shishim V'Abba Parshias, 164 paragraphs. And then Sefer Vayikra, the book of Vayikra, or Leviticus, towards the end, we will see the Rambam says, Minna P'suchais, the total count of the open paragraphs in the book of Vayikra, Shtayim V'chamishim 52. V'hasasumos, in the closed paragraphs, Shesh V'arboim 46. Hakoil Tishim U'shmoyne, altogether 89. And then comes Sefer Bamidbar Sinai, the fourth book of the Torah is the book of Bamidbar. And right at the very end, Rambam tells us that the Minyan HaPsucha is the total number of the open paragraphs, Shtayim V'tishim 92, V'hasasumos Shishim V'shesh, and the closed paragraphs of 66, Hakol Meya V'chamishim U'shmoyne, altogether that adds up to 158. And finally, Sefer Eila Devarim, the book of Eila Devarim, or Deuteronomy, Devarim, the total number is, let's see what the total number is. I don't see where he says that for Devarim. Shiras Hayom Kaisvim. No, doesn't seem to say that here. Let's see. Nope, does not. Yes, it does, right. The total number of the open parshas of this book, this is in the middle of the of the column if you're following it in the Hebrew. Minyan HaPsuchos shel Sefer Zeh, the total number of the open paragraphs of this book, Shloshim V'Arba, 34, V'Hasasumos, and the closed paragraphs, Mea V'Esrim V'Arba, 124, Hakel altogether, Mea V'Chamishim U'Shmeinah, 158. Now, then he says, Minyan HaPsuchos shel Kol HaTorah, the total number of open portions of the entire Torah, Masayim V'Tishim, 290, Minyan HaSasumos, the total number of all the closed paragraphs, Shalosh Meos V'Shimim V'Tesha, 379, Hakel altogether, Shesh Meos V'Shishim V'Tesha, 669. And then he goes into the different shapes of Parshas HaZinu, and Shiras HaZinu, the Song of HaZinu, and the Song of Shiras Hayam Oz Yoshe Moshe, and explains the shape of it, and that again is something which I cannot tell you, but which has to be actually seen. And then he concludes with the following paragraph: Kol HaTorah Kula, the entire Torah, Bein B'Shiros, Bein B'Shar HaKsav, whether in the two songs that we mentioned or in the rest of the writing, Yiskaven, you should plan, you should be careful, Shetia Ois Semuha LeChaverto B'Yoser, that each letter should be as close to its companion letter as possible, V'Loi Sidbakba, but shouldn't stick to it, you shouldn't touch it, V'Loi Sisrachet Mimeno, but it should also not be too far away from it, in order that the word should not appear as two words, but there should be a space between one letter and the next, as a hair's breadth. And if a sofer, if a scribe wrote the letters of a word distant from each other, that it would appear to be two words, Latino Sheinu Ragil, to a young child who is not familiar with the Sefer Torah and is therefore going by an innocent look of what it appears to him, Hareze Pasul Achi Yisakin. This Sefer Torah is possible, is invalid until it will be repaired. And that is the end of Perek Chamir, of Shemini, the chapter 8, and we will continue with chapter 9 in the next lesson.